You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So in New Zealand, we farm over 30 million sheep, 7 million dairy cows and 4 million cattle. Over 100 million meat chickens, 3 million egg-laying hens and 800,000 pigs live on factory farms. We also export live animals, mainly dairy cattle, to a number of countries. But over many decades, the expansion of animal farming has transformed New Zealand's landscape. Deforestation has led to many bird species becoming extinct or endangered, and dairy farms are one of the leading causes of water degradation, with most rivers now unsafe to swim in. I spoke with Dr. John Livesey, who has a PhD from Canterbury University and worked as a scientist at Christchurch Hospital for 20 years, and we chatted about some of the leading benefits of veganism and his response to some of the criticisms that vegans receive.
Well, I think there's a lot of concern about the environment these days and global warming, and I think that is a powerful argument for becoming vegan. But in addition to that, of course, there are some health benefits, and then there's the ethical issues around using and killing animals, and the welfare issues related to, you know, keeping them in poor conditions as well. So I think those are the main drivers.
So in terms of you being a vegan, what are the sort of environmental, you know, drives?
Well, if we start with global warming, we're looking at, a lot of what the dairy products we eat come from ruminants, that is cattle, dairy cows, sheep, goats, deer, and they produce a huge amount of methane emissions. In fact, sheep are the biggest methane emitters in New Zealand, and methane is a potent greenhouse gas. It's more potent than CO2, I think that just about everybody knows these days. And keeping ruminants is a huge contributor to New Zealand's greenhouse gas emission. And the other thing that's not quite so well known is that there are very high nitrous oxide emissions from the urine from the animals. In fact, more than 50% of New Zealand's nitrous oxide emissions are from animal urine, which gets around. So, and then, of course, there's the well-highlighted problems of intensive dairying, polluting water with nitrogen, phosphorus and E. coli. And another argument is the area that is now used as pasture for the said ruminants could be instead, if everybody went in an ideal world vegan, could be reforested in forests. Forests capture about 20 times as much carbon per hectare as pasture, so we could make a big contribution to reducing the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere by reforestation of the huge proportion of land that is now just in grass, really, in New Zealand.
So I suppose for a lot of people, the environmental side is then sort of overlooked by, you know, the drive that New Zealand's economy just relies on, you know, dairy exports and meat exports, and this agriculture is what's kind of propping up our economy.
Well, absolutely. We saw that in the last election, where the National Party was very against any suggestion of, for example, a water tax or serious attempts to have agriculture pay for its carbon emissions. So, yes, it's a big political issue. And I suppose people ask, well, what else would you do with the land, and especially, you know, how would you obtain protein if you didn't have dairy cows? The answer is to get protein from legumes.
Right.
For example, Canterbury has a healthy industry growing peas for Watties and other manufacturers. The drier areas of New Zealand, like Canterbury, are very good for growing legumes, peas, beans, lentils, that sort of thing. And we get all the protein we need from a much lower area of land with much less pollution and greenhouse gas emissions, and it would be much healthier for us because legumes are associated with better health and they have lots of fiber and that sort of
thing. You also mentioned in your blog that we, you know, perhaps as New Zealand need more economic diversity, just because we're sort of relying on one thing, and that's unstable for our, you know, perhaps our future.
Well, absolutely, yes. I mean, putting all your eggs in one basket, so to speak. pun in this sort of context, talking about veganism, is certainly not a good idea economically when you have to have the Chinese or somebody fall out of love with dairy products.
Yes, and then all of a sudden decide they don't want any more.
That's right. But there are lots of other things land can be used for. Fruit and vegetables are not only good for the environment growing them, but are strongly associated with good health as well.
In terms of the diet for the vegans themselves, I suppose there's a lot of people that would argue that they're missing out, you know, that they're deficient in certain vitamins, things like B12, you know, amino acids, even cholesterol that's supposed to, we're supposed to have some of, you know. Can we find these in a vegan diet? Is it a livable and healthy alternative?
A number of studies have been done looking at vegan and vegetarian diets compared to omnivores. They're very difficult to do for various reasons. It's not easy to get good information, but none of the studies show that vegans have any higher death rate than non-vegans. That's good news, and can reassure parents of teenagers who are thinking of becoming vegan that there's no evidence that vegans overall have worse health. A number of the studies show that vegans have, in fact, have somewhat better health. The best one, California, since the Adventist studies have shown that vegans have about a 15% lower death rate overall than non-vegans. So there are health benefits. The health benefits seem to be, as far as one can tell from the studies, mainly concentrated in middle-aged males, and that's because a vegan diet is very good at reversing heart disease, atherosclerosis. And you may recall that a little while ago, Bill Clinton famously went vegan for a while because his heart was clogging up. Vegan diets can help with diabetes. Vegans tend to be less likely to be overweight or obese. But it's most beneficial in middle age because the young are pretty healthy anyway. And when you get to old age, there's all sorts of diseases that are not diet-related, just sort of lurking around the corner waiting. The greatest benefit from being green. Now, on the question of what you need, vegans definitely need to take B12. There's no alternative to that. Everything else is easily obtained from a vegan diet.
Can anyone explain why the modern-day whales are so big?
The Wire.
I then spoke with Luke Burrows, the managing director of Wise Boys, a vegan burger food truck, about the increasing popularity of plant-based diets and why they are so successful.
So my brother Tim and I, we built this food truck from sort of as much recycled material as we could find. So some recycled pallets, recycled corrugated iron, and we built it nearly 2 years ago and have been roaming the streets of Auckland and beyond since then, selling vegan burgers, of all things.
And did you think that would be really popular, or were you kind of surprised by the turnout, I suppose, or the rising popularity of it?
Yeah, we had no idea if people would buy meatless burgers, but we wanted to sort of shake things up a bit. Our original idea was to try and sort of reverse the menu, so as opposed to having one token veggie burger option, you had one token meat option. But then we thought, oh, actually, let's just go completely vegan. And had no idea, did no proper market validation or anything like that. Just wanted to give it a go and make those options available for people.
In the sort of food truck, climate, I suppose, at the moment, that's sort of a rising industry in itself. Are you finding that a lot of those are vegan and that's just becoming sort of a trend?
I think everyone's realising they've got to have a vegan option now. Mm. And so there are a number of... Actually, yeah, another food truck just started a couple of weeks ago. That's a fully plant-based food truck, which is really cool. There are a couple of us who are solely plant-based. And then even the ones that aren't, almost every single one has a vegan option and is really conscious of needing to cater to that demographic now.
Mm. And you talked a little bit about, how, you know, you want to see more people get into this sort of reducing lifestyle. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, for us, we just became aware of the impact of eating meat and the environmental impact of the dairy industry as well, and thought, well, it's really good for us to change our consumption habits and to reduce or cut out all animal products in our diets. But it kind of is like, what if we could expand that change and show people that vegan food doesn't have to be synonymous with clean eating hashtags and little salads, you know? And what if you could actually say, we don't need to compromise on taste or feel or enjoyment to eat a vegan diet. And so that's where we go, and we go and we sell maybe 100 burgers on a night, and we think that's 100 meals that someone's had that haven't contained animal products. And that sort of the net effect of that is really positive. And so, yeah, I'm all for people trying to, or just being conscious of what they consume, and in all facets. So it's not just food, it's clothing, it's whatever else. But, yeah, really being conscious of that and thinking of the effects of especially what you eat, and, yeah, where it's come from, and what are the lasting effects of it.
Yourself as, you know, as a vegan, do you find that the health benefits are, you know, are what people say they are?
I have not noticed any adverse effects, and I think what it has meant for me is I've just cut out a lot of junk food. Like, you don't get fast food very often. You don't eat all that chocolate or cheese or whatever. Yeah, I don't think there's any negative health risks associated with it, as long as you're relatively diligent with it and
making sure you get all your nutrients.
Exactly. We have delicious burgers though, and I'd say to anyone who's pretty skeptical, don't knock it until you try it.
Yeah. Where can they try it?
You can just follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook. Our website has a full list of where we're going to be in the coming weeks. We just roam around markets and events.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.